Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Be sure to check it out when you can. It's a little bit of small business heaven there. And also, when you get there, please, I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday. We're now in our sixth year of that publication, and I think you'll like it. It comes on Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. I'm excited about having Ruth Sherman on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is an internationally respected authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, LLC, and she's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, which I think you're going to like a lot. Get them to see it your way, right away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. Ruth Sherman, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Ruth, in your book, you talk about being able to acquire charisma. So if you can acquire charisma, that means if you already have a boatload of charisma, like me, you can get more. And so that's kind of what my audience is afraid of. They're worried that you're going to give me more charisma.
It seems to me that they don't have to worry too much about that, Jim. It's not, you've got it down.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Ruth. But why is it important? Now, you know, a lot of times we hear about people of the cloth, ministers, being, you know, having charisma, being charismatic, that kind of thing. But talk to us about charisma in the marketplace.
One of the things that people think about charisma is that it's inborn, that if you're not born with the skills of charisma, you don't have that naturally, then you're out of luck. And it's simply not true. Charisma are groups of skills that people have learned to hone over time. So you talked about ministers, people of the cloth. I think that those people who do that kind of work, do one thing particularly well. They listen. They listen incredibly well. People love to talk about themselves. So if you're a good listener, you can. That is one skill of charisma that you can develop. People will want to be around you.
The most charming people you'll ever meet are the ones who sit patiently and listen to everything you say, aren't they?
That's right. And they acknowledge what you say, and they give you feedback, and they seem genuinely interested. And it's, you know, and I'm sure you know this, it's a skill that is so important, but it is so neglected.
Mm-hmm. The most, I agree with you, Ruth. The most charismatic people I know, when I see them being charismatic, I mean really turning it on.
Right.
They're totally aware of what they're doing.
Right.
They're aware of it, and you see them actually using it as a lever, as a tool, don't they?
That's right. And you know, you mentioned something. You just said something very interesting. You said you when you watch them really turning it on. I think a lot of people look at that kind of behavior as phony and as contrived, and in fact, it's not. It's not. It's a skill that's acquired,
But I think the difference is the people who are truly charismatic, when they turn it on, you like it. You're not put off by it.
That's right. You're not. And they are genuinely, and they are really into it on their end.
Right. So, okay, we've got a lot of people out there who are saying, okay, I could use a little more charisma. Load me up.
How
do we do this?
Another thing that charismatic people do is they know how to project confidence. They know how to, you said turn it on, but they know how to project it, to put together all of the ways that they look and that they sound together into a package that makes them look like they really know what they're doing, that they're really comfortable with themselves. So things like giving a firm handshake, making great direct eye contact, carrying a carriage, the way they carry themselves, the way they stride into a room. So those kinds of things are extraordinarily powerful, and people are drawn to others who do that well.
Right. And some people are more likely to be that way. Some people, their personality type, makes him more likely to be that way, but it is something that any of us can learn, isn't it?
That's right. You know, I liken it to learning how to play a musical instrument, Jim. Let's say you don't know how to play piano, you've never taken a piano lesson, and you decide that you want to do that. So you go and you take piano lessons for a couple of years, and by the end of those couple of years, you can play a Mozart piece, a piece by Mozart, a simple piece. You may not become a Mozart, probably won't, but you will be able to do it. So, and it's a lifelong skill. It's the same thing with these kinds of communication skills or charisma skills. You take it upon yourself to learn how to do it, you get out there, you practice it, and after a while, it becomes more natural and you're more successful.
Well, and it's not just in selling and meeting people that charisma is beneficial, is it? It's in the whole range of relationships that you have.
It works throughout your life, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you're having family, whether you have communication issues with your family or communication issues with your coworkers or in any kind of situation, these things work wonderfully.
One of the things that I think charismatic people do is they make their points very well. And one of the things you talk about in your book is how to make sure that when you are making your points, when you are in those times when you're not listening but you're actually saying something, that you learn how to be more concise.
That's right. And in my book, I make a huge case for planning and practice. So one of the things that you'll find in the book are a number of templates, a number of mnemonics, things that people can use to immediately apply their skills. People think that, again, that these kinds of words and expressions should just spill over their lips with no effort. But in fact, charismatic people plan and they practice and they prepare.
Mm-hmm. And all of that delivers confidence. It manifests as confidence.
It does. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You cannot be charismatic if you're not confident. Can you?
Jim?
I say, are you there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't hear you there. I said you can't be charismatic if you're not confident. Isn't that one of the main
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of people let that stop them. I take the view that you can project confidence even if you don't feel it. So if you don't feel it inside, you know, I've been in situations, somebody comes up to me, they don't look confident, they look like they're insecure, they're worried. I'm not that interested in people like that. I'm more interested in somebody who projects it. I don't know what they're feeling inside. But you can project it even if you don't feel it inside. One of the things that happens when you do project confidence and you don't feel it inside is that you become more confident.
Ruth, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with Ruth Sherman. We're talking about how to make sure that when you enter the marketplace that you do it well. And you can learn about this in her book, Get Them to See It Your Way. Right away, how to persuade anyone of anything. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
And it makes it fast with one more thing. Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and folks, if you thought you were charisma challenged, well, guess what? There's good news for you. It's in Ruth's book, Ruth Sherman's book. Get them to see it your way right away. Ruth, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.ruthsherman.com. Pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you're going to find information about me, you're going to find information about my book, and you're going to find some helpful articles that you can sign in to read and learn from, and you're going to find out exactly what it is that we do.
And that's all free, right?
That's all free.
I appreciate you making that stuff available. And can they find out if they wanted to the possibility of using you as a speaker or a trainer or something like that? Because I know that's what you do. Can they find out about the information there?
Yes, they can, Jim. Okay. They can log on. They can get my number. They can get my address and my email. All of that is right there on the site.
I hope you'll check that out. And the book is available where else?
The book's available everywhere books are sold, Jim. Amazon, local booksellers, just ask for it. It's there.
Get them to see it your way right away. Ruth, let's talk about using this newfound charm and charisma that you've helped us acquire a little bit of this morning and put it into practical applications. What would it, how would it benefit us in, say, in a sales call?
Well, one of the things that people think about sales calls is that they should be able to walk in to, let's say, a new customer and immediately have that customer sign on the bottom line. And that is simply not the way it works. Getting a customer to buy your services is so much a matter of a relationship that's been built. And the way that you build relationships is to use many of the skills that I talk about in the book, projecting confidence, building trust, listening well, being able to come at it from the customer's point of view. In other words, what's in it for the customer? Being able to uncover those hidden needs. And that takes time. That's built over time. So those are the kinds of things that you can use on a sales call. Another thing that I tell my clients to do is that it's basically unrelenting. You've got to really stay in touch with that customer. So if you see an article in the newspaper or in a trade that you think a customer would enjoy having, send that article to the customer. Use handwritten thank you notes. How many of us get handwritten thank you notes anymore, Jim? I mean,
everything is so done on
email.
When you do, it's very special, isn't it?
It makes it so much more special. And the other thing is, use a nice stamp. They cost the same as the boring stamps from the post office. So using a nice stamp just adds that extra special touch. So taking time and doing things like that shows customers that you care, that you're interested, and it will make you stand apart from your competition, which, let's face it, the marketplace is very crowded.
Well, and you know, back to a lot of charisma and charm being something that you learn, that you prepare for, you know, I realized what you just said a minute ago about the notes were very important, and I wanted to start doing that, not because I wanted to manipulate anybody, but because I wanted people to know when I felt strongly about something, about our relationship, I wanted them to know how I felt. And so we actually had some cards made up, and they're now handy for me to reach and get and to dash off a quick note. But if you don't do that, if you don't set up the system that way, it'll never get done.
That's right. And, you know, I tell people, even if they don't have custom-made cards, if they go to their local stationery store and pick up some blank cards or some art cards and keep them handy, you're absolutely right. You've got to keep them handy so that you can just grab one and dash it off, because if you don't do it right away when you're thinking of it, it tends to be one of those things that falls by the wayside. But it is very powerful, and people just, it's an easy thing to do, an easy thing to kind of get back to. It's a basic to get back to.
What about when we're networking? Now, my audience knows that before the century started, I said three of the most important things that they were going to need in the 21st century is the ability to leverage technology, the ability to develop strategic alliances, and the ability to network well.
You just mentioned one of the most important things that small business owners and salespeople have to do, building a network and a referral base by networking. You know, you could be out every single night at events. And frankly, if you're a small business owner, you should be out a lot meeting people, because there's only so much that can be done over the phone and over email. You really have to be face-to-face with people to develop a relationship. So getting out there and picking several groups that are a good fit and making sure that you meet as many people as possible and setting goals before you go to a networking event. For example, I'm going to hand out 10 business cards. I'm going to tell 5 people about my business. I'm going to meet the president of that particular company. Setting goals that you can then measure how you did, and keeping at it, trying.
Would you say that one of the most important things, one of the most important skills to be able to practice when you're networking is the ability to listen?
I would absolutely say that. Again, listening is one of those skills that is critically important and very much neglected. We don't learn how to listen. We get told a lot about it, but we really don't get trained in how to listen growing up, unfortunately. But getting out there and really listening, what I call intent listening, the kind that where you're really digesting the information, you're feeding back, you're not letting other things distract you or other people distract you, you're not looking around the room for your next for the next contact, you're
right.
Very focused on that individual.
And that's also very charming, ladies and gentlemen, when you do that. Ruth, thank you for being here. The book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, wherever books are sold. The website is ruthsherman.com. Ruth, thank you for being here. We'll get you back.
Hey, Jim, today. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
Have a great holiday.
Take care.
Right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. 29F.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.